يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِذَا تَدَايَنتُم بِدَيْنٍ إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُّسَمًّى فَاكْتُبُوهُ وَلْيَكْتُبْ بَيْنَكُمْ كَاتِبٌ بِالْعَدْلِ وَلَا يَأْبَ كَاتِبٌ أَن يَكْتُبَ كَمَا عَلَّمَهُ اللَّهُ فَلْيَكْتُبْ وَلْيُمْلِلِ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا يَبْخَسْ مِنْهُ شَيْئًا فَإِنْ كَانَ الَّذِي عَلَيْهِ الْحَقُّ سَفِيهًا أَوْ ضَعِيفًا أَوْ لَا يَسْتَطِيعُ أَنْ يُمِلَّ هُوَ فَلْيُمْلِلْ وَلِيُّهُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَاسْتَشْهِدُوا شَهِيدَيْنِ مِنْ رِجَالِكُمْ فَإِنْ لَمْ يَكُونَا رَجُلَيْنِ فَرَجُلٌ وَامْرَأَتَانِ مِمَّنْ تَرْضَوْنَ مِنَ الشُّهَدَاءِ أَنْ تَضِلَّ إِحْدَاهُمَا فَتُذَكِّرَ إِحْدَاهُمَا الْأُخْرَى وَلَا يَأْبَ الشُّهَدَاءُ إِذَا مَا دُعُوا ولا تسأموا أن تكتبوه صغيرا أو كبيرا إلى أجله ذلكم أقسط عند الله وأقوم للشهادة وأدنى ألا ترتابوا إلا أن تكون تجارة حاضرة تديرونها بينكم فليس عليكم جناح ألا تكتبوها وأشهدوا إذا تبايعتم ولا يضار كاتب ولا شهيد وَإِنْ تَفْعَلُوا فَإِنَّهُ فُسُوقٌ بِكُمْ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَيُعَلِّمُكُمُ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ
Believers, whenever you contract a debt from one another for a known term, commit it to writing. Let a scribe write it down between you justly, and the scribe may not refuse to write it down according to what Allah has taught him. So let him write, and let the debtor dictate, and let him fear Allah, his Lord, and curtail no part of it. If the debtor be weak of mind or body, or incapable of dictating, let his guardian dictate justly, and call upon two of your men as witnesses. If two men are not there, then let there be one man and two women as witnesses from among those acceptable to you, so that if one of the two women should make a mistake, the other might remind her. Let not the witnesses refuse when they are summoned to give evidence. Do not show slackness in writing down the transactions, whether small or large, along with the date of its payment. That is fairest in the sight of Allah. It is the best for testimony and is more likely to exclude all doubts. If it be a matter of buying and selling on the spot, it is not blameworthy if you do not write it down. But do take witnesses when you settle commercial transactions with one another, and the scribe or the witness may be done no harm. It will be sinful if you do so. Beware of the wrath of Allah. He teaches you the right way and has full knowledge of everything. Believers, whenever you contract a debt from one another, this is the basis of the rule that the time for the repayment of a loan should be fixed at the time when the loan is transacted. For a known term, commit it to writing. When friends and relatives borrow from one another, it is generally considered unseemly either to commit these loans to writing or to have them attested by witnesses. Such an act is considered a sign of distrust. But God enjoins that whenever loans or business transactions take place, their conditions should be recorded in black and white and should be attested by witnesses so that there remains no ground for misunderstanding or dispute. It is mentioned in the hadith that three kinds of people who air their reverence to God go unheeded. The first is the man who does not divorce his wife despite her being of bad character. The second is the guardian of the orphan who hands over the latter's property to him before his having attained the age of majority. The third is he who loans out his money to a person without making anyone a witness to that transaction. If the debtor be weak of mind or body, or incapable of dictating, let his guardian dictate justly, that is, from among Muslim males. This shows that wherever one has a choice, one should appoint only Muslims as one's witnesses. In the case of non-Muslim subjects of the Islamic State, Ahle al-Dhimma, however, they may appoint witnesses from among themselves. If two men are not there, then let there be one man and two women as witnesses from among those acceptable to you. What is implied is that every Tom, Dick, or Harry is not worthy of acting as a witness. Rather, persons of high integrity enjoying public credibility should be appointed as witnesses. If it be a matter of buying and selling on the spot, it is not blameworthy if you do not write it down. The purpose of this directive is to stress that it is better for even day-to-day sales to be written down, as has become customary nowadays, viz. The issuance of invoices. Such a procedure, however, has not been made obligatory. Likewise, it is not objectionable if neighboring shopkeepers do not record the frequent transactions that take place between them, and the scribe or the witness may be done no harm. This means that no person should be compelled to write the document or be its witness. It also means that no party of a dispute should persecute either a scribe or witness for witnessing against the interests of that party.
وَإِن كُنتُمْ عَلَى سَفَرٍ وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا كَاتِبًا فَرِهَانٌ مَقْبُوضَةٌ فَإِنْ أَمِنَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا فَلْيُؤَدِّ الَّذِي اؤْتُمِنَ أَمَانَتَهُ وَلْيَتَّقِ اللَّهَ رَبَّهُ وَلَا تَكْتُمُوا الشَّهَادَةَ وَمَنْ يَكْتُمْهَا فَإِنَّهُ آثِمٌ قَلْبُهُ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ عَلِيمٌ.
And if you are on a journey and do not find a scribe to write the document, then resort to taking pledges in hand. But if any of you trusts another, let him who is trusted fulfill the trust and fear Allah, his Lord. And do not conceal what you have witnessed, for whoever conceals it, his heart is sinful. Allah has full knowledge of all that you do. And if you are on a journey and do not find a scribe to write the document, then resort to taking pledges in hand. This does not mean that pledge transactions are confined to journeys alone. These transactions have been specially mentioned in the context of journeys because during journeys, people often have to resort to pledge transactions. Moreover, it has not been laid down that pledge transactions may be entered into only when a scribe is not available to write down that transaction. It is also permissible if the lender is not satisfied merely with the written promise of the repayment of the loan for the borrower to seek a loan by pledging some property to the lender. But since the Quran urges its followers to be generous in their dealings, and since it is inconsistent with the high standards of moral excellence not to make loans to needy persons without keeping some property in custody, the Quran has abstained from mentioning this form of dealing even though it is permissible. It should also be noted that the purpose of taking a pledge is merely to assure the lender the return of his loan. He has no right at all to benefit from the pledged property. If a person lives, say, either in the building which has been pledged or pockets its rent, he is guilty of taking interest. There is no essential difference between charging interest directly and using the pledged property. If, however, either cattle or beasts of burden have been pledged, they can be milked and used for transport in lieu of the fodder that one provides them during the period of custody. And do not conceal what you have witnessed. Concealing true evidence applies both to a person not appearing to give evidence and to his avoidance of stating facts.